This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Search crews have located what appears to be the wreckage of a missing F-22 Raptor about 100 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska. The search for the pilot continues. NTSB says a King Air went down because mechanics tested the engines after the pilot did a pre-flight and left him with inadequate fuel to make it back to the airport. The Air Transport Association of America has filed official comments saying the FAA's proposed crew rest rules are not science-based and underestimate the impact on the airlines by a factor of 15. Boeing says the airlines are taking deliveries of new planes without needing the help of a $500 million credit line created by Boeing to help them. Colombia has become the United States' 100th Open Skies partner, with a full phase-in expected by the end of 2012. Rosoboron Export, Russia's state-run arms exporter, says it will bid on a U.S. RFP for 21 helicopters for deployment in Afghanistan. TSA Chief John Pistol told the U.S. Senate yesterday he understands the public's outrage over AIT scans and enhanced pat-downs, but has no intention of changing either. Republican Florida Congressman John Mica helped write the bill that created TSA. Now he's telling airports they should exercise the option to replace government screeners with private contractors. And the organizers of next week's opt-out day suggest boycotting the airlines until they join the fight against intrusive new security theater. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Joanne and Sandy Hill of Master Instructors LLC tell us the story behind the new Master CFI helicopter accreditation, which will become available in the next few days. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.